The Lenten season is here, which for Catholics means abstaining from meat on Fridays. In most parts of the country, this rule is pretty clear-cut and easy to follow. Fish is okay, but no beef, no pork, no poultry. But in New Orleans, home to nearly 400,000 Catholics and the country's most inventive seafood dishes, the road isn't so clear. In fact, in New Orleans, the Lenten abstinence laws sometimes raise questions about what even counts as meat. Archbishop Gregory Michael Amond of New Orleans clarifies.
For example, alligator. Since alligators are reptiles and therefore cold-blooded, their flesh does not count as meat.
Yes, you heard that right. Alligator is A-OK to eat on Fridays during Lent.
Other reptiles that could presumably be counted on Lenten Fridays would be turtles, snakes, if you like to eat snake.
While this declaration may raise eyebrows, Archbishop Amond is in a unique position to field these seemingly unorthodox culinary questions. Not only does he lead the archdiocese, but he is also the first native New Orleanian to serve as archbishop.
Most people wouldn't even think of these things, but because of New Orleans and its great affinity for seafood and its availability for seafood, it becomes a question that arises pretty much every year.
So, with its abundance of seafood and delicious reptile, New Orleans seems to be the ideal place to be a practicing Catholic during Lent, right? Well, not exactly.
Quite frankly, and I can say this because I'm from New Orleans, having to fulfill this law or this guideline of penance, of abstinence, of meat on Friday is no sacrifice whatsoever. That's the reality of it.
The same at the alligator.
Love that alligator.
This question of what constitutes meat during Lent is something that informs Friday menus and palates all over the region. Catholic food writer Jeff Young, also known as the Catholic Foodie, explains over alligator po' boys at New Orleans' historic Parkway Bakery.
This place is unique. I mean, you know, you realize that even non-Catholics in the New Orleans and South Louisiana areas abstain from meat on Fridays just because this is such a densely Catholic area. I mean, the names of the streets are named after saints and churches. I find it fascinating because, you know, you got people down here, Cajuns, they've been eating alligator on Fridays in Lent for forever.
Even though Cajuns have been eating it forever, and the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops says it's okay to eat alligator on Fridays during Lent, it's still a gray area for some.
Now, alligator's not cheap, that's the thing. I would not personally eat alligator on Friday. But again, is the question really what's permissible?
You're going to be having catfish, a nice size helping, a macaroni and cheese, potato salad.
I visited the Friday Fish Fry at St. Mary's of the Angels Church in New Orleans' Upper Ninth Ward to ask parishioners if they'd like to see alligator added to the Lenten menu.
Green vegetable.
The rather large menu.
Salad, a piece of cake, and a piece of bread, and a free bottle of water.
Okay. Most parishioners were surprised and pleased to hear that alligator was okay.
Alligator will go good, because if they know how to fry it or fix it,
yeah, well,
it'll go good with the meal.
Who's going to cut him up and get him to the table?
Alligator comes from the water, so that's just like shrimp, crab, fish. Yeah, turtle too.
I'd love to have some breaded alligator and breaded cauliflower. That's what I eat, man.
I got to stop laughing about alligator and fish fries.
While the question of alligator is certainly curious, Archbishop Amond wants to remind Catholics of the true meaning of Lent.
I think it's important that we remember that abstinence and fasting is supposed to be a sacrifice. It's not just fulfilling that command, but it's more importantly that we do it so that we hunger more for God.
But if Archbishop Amond was hungering for alligator, how would he like it prepared?
I eat alligator, but alligator piquant is a good dish. Sometimes, I always joke and say, sometimes I'd prefer not to know it's alligator, and it tastes better that way.
For WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio, I'm Maureen McCurry. I hunt